This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials from both Ukraine and Russia say more than 260 fighters, some severely wounded, have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. The wounded were taken to hospitals in areas controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Ukrainian officials say they may become part of a prisoner exchange program with Russia. Russia called the evacuation of the troops a mass surrender. The Ukrainians avoided using the word, but said the fighters have completed their mission. Other fighters, their precise number unknown, remain inside the steelworks that cover 11 square kilometers in a city otherwise controlled by Russian forces. Meanwhile, the White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finland's President Sauli Niinisto to the White House Thursday. The leaders will discuss Finland and Sweden's applications to join the NATO alliance. While the U.S. and European NATO members have welcomed the development, NATO member Turkey has objected, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying both Sweden and Finland failed to take a clear stance against Kurdish militants and other groups that Turkey considers terrorists. The countries also imposed military sanctions on Turkey. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the administration is working to overcome Turkey's concerns.
There's a lot of support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. We have seen that in polling. We've seen that in voice support just across the NATO alliances. And so we have every confidence that there will be a consensus.
All 30 NATO members must agree to let Sweden and Finland join the alliance. This is VOA News. The Spanish government Tuesday approved a draft bill widening abortion rights for teenagers and may make Spain the first country in Europe entitling workers to paid menstrual leave. The measures are part of a package of proposals to be sent to the Spanish Parliament for debate. The package includes an extension of abortion rights, scrapping the requirement for 16 and 17-year-olds to obtain parental consent before terminating a pregnancy. The Spanish move comes just as the U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to reverse the U.S. constitutional right to an abortion that has stood in place for nearly 50 years. A Spanish government spokeswoman, Isabel Rodriguez, said the proposals represented a new step forward for women, a new step forward for democracy. The draft bill also proposes giving workers who are experiencing menstrual period pain as much time off as they need, with the state social security system, not employers, paying for the sick leave. Entrepreneur Elon Musk is demanding proof that fewer than 5% of Twitter's 229 million accounts are fake. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has details.
Billionaire Tesla CEO says his $44 billion offer to buy Twitter can't move forward unless the company can show that less than 5% of the accounts on the platform are fake or spam. At the All In Technology Summit in Miami on Monday, Musk estimated that at least 20% of Twitter's accounts are spam bots, maybe higher. He spent a good portion of the day in a back and forth with Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, who was explaining his company's estimates and ongoing efforts to fight inauthentic accounts. Musk tweeted, "Seems like Twitter should welcome external validation if their claims are true. And how do advertisers know what they're getting for their money?" Musk says a viable deal at a lower price would not be out of the question. The latest exchange bolsters theories that he either wants a cheaper price or to get out of the deal altogether. I'm Jennifer King.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth made a surprise visit Tuesday to a train station in central London to see a newly completed subway line named in her honor. The 96-year-old monarch, who's reduced most of her public appearances, appeared Tuesday at Paddington Station and smiled broadly as she unveiled a plaque marking her official opening of the Elizabeth Line. The new east-west train route is due to open to the public May 24th. The Queen, wearing a bright yellow outfit with matching hat, slowly toured the station using a cane, and she was seen smiling as she met with train workers. She was joined by her youngest son, Prince Edward, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson for the official visit. It was the Queen's first visit outside the area of her Windsor Castle residence since she attended a memorial service for her late husband, Prince Philip, at London's Westminster Abbey 7 weeks ago. Repeating the hour's top news story, officials from both Ukraine and Russia say more than 260 fighters, some severely wounded, have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in the Ukrainian southern port city of Mariupol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.